All right, my name's Kevin Young. I am a senior. I studied in Barcelona last year, my junior year, fall semester of 2019. And my story is about the Barcelona riots. So it was towards the end of October, and my family was just getting into town, and recently the Barcelona riots had begun. And so there was a lot of tension in the city, and my mom was nervous, but they still decided to come anyways, and I'm glad they did. We had a great time. But during that time, we went out to dinner on a Friday night, and we went out on the earlier side just so my mom could get back to the hotel because she was stressing out. And I ended up going to a bar with some of my friends after it, probably around 9 o'clock, 9:30, and we were sitting at a table on the street, and we heard sirens in the distance, and like we knew every night like there was some riots going on, especially on the weekends. So we were sitting at a table, and out of nowhere we see a mass of like 50 people all dressed in black running down the street, and they're running right at us, and we see a SWAT car pull up, like the Spanish National Guard, and they hop out with batons. And they started whacking people like right in front of us, and we heard it. They were making contact. They were hitting people in the back and the arms, and it was a pretty surreal experience. And like it all happened in under 30 seconds, and then they all hopped in the SWAT car and they were off to another location, I presume.
How close was that to your dinner table?
It was literally almost an arm's reach distance. It was literally right there. It was nuts. And so right after that, we were like, that was our first experience, like first-hand experience with these riots. We only heard about them, and like we immediately kind of got up and we went to walk back to our home, which was 30-minute walk away. They shut down the train system at night, so we were walking back and there was dumpster fires everywhere and stuff like that, and it was just a really surreal experience. And the tension got so bad in the city after that the program was considering sending us back home, and luckily they never did end up sending us back home. But it was that night really where it was just such a surreal experience for me because I never experienced something like that, that I like, it made me kind of get motivated on a different level to like find out like why these riots were happening. And, you know, I was studying abroad in Spain, but I still didn't know much about it. I didn't really know about Catalonia, the Barcelona area, anything like that. So it really motivated me to learn about like why these riots were happening, why the tension was there, like what is the difference between Catalonia and Spain, and how do they interact and stuff like that. And so when I researched and learned about it, like it really gave me a different perspective on where I was living, what I was doing, and the people I was interacting with on a daily basis.
Would you say after seeing the riots that night at dinner, did you and your friends take precautions moving forward? Like, did you act differently afterwards?
It was just like we were all such like so in shock, and there was people they were throwing bricks at the police. The police were coming, and they were firing rubber bullets into the crowds, and it was just something I never experienced. And we definitely took precautions after that. We cut our nights short. We made sure to like avoid certain areas that the riots were like most prevalent in. And it definitely gave us a whole entire different perspective on where we were living, what we were doing. But in a sense that we like learned more about the area that we were living in, like it wasn't for like the worst for us. Like it motivated us to like learn more about it, like figure out what Catalonia was, why the riots were happening, like what was the main reasons behind it and everything like that. So it really helped me get to learn the place that I was living in.
That's awesome.